whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 395 on Saturday, March 14th, 2026, or if you're here in future land, as I am, it is Sunday the 15th. Welcome chat room, welcome viewers, wherever you're at. Thank you for coming and hanging out, giving some time to hang out with me for a little bit. Hopefully everyone's doing well and has not had as crazy a week as mine has been. So it's a little bit, I don't think it'll be a huge show today. I know, famous last words. My mum's in hospital. She's been in since Monday, so that's been a little bit of a, stress. she's doing much better. She was not good at all. Very concerned, but she is doing much better and looks like she may be coming out tomorrow, so we'll see. But yeah, it's been a little bit of a journey for her. And then on top of that, a couple of days ago I got a horrible rash, so hence why I'm wearing a scarf, because I have got a horrible rash all down my neck and onto my chest, which they thought might have been an allergic reaction, but it's only in this area, so we're not really sure why. I've got tablets and cream, but it's been very itchy and absolutely horrible. So it's certainly been a bit of a time, the past week in particular. But since the last show, we've also had a new expansion actually hit. So it's midnight time. Midnight is here. Hi, Zep. Hi. Welcome. Thank you for joining with Zaya and myself. Appreciate that. I know Chris is probably busy working and busy. So thanks for joining me, guys. I appreciate it. So my week's been a little bit emotionally. It's been a lot. Let's just say that. So I am awake, but sleep has been a little bit lacking. So I am probably more tired than my usual not sleeping. So bear with me as we go through things today. I have not had a huge amount of playtime in Midnight. I've done a little bit. I don't know if you noticed, I've managed to get some screenshots for the intro and outro, so you'll see them on the outro as well. Thank you, Zaya, also for sending. I've included the ones that he sent. Other than that, at the moment on my main, Lita, I have only done Everson Woods area. So I've got quite a few from kind of Silver Moon and there. And I've only just gone into the Zul I'm on section zone over there, and I got a couple of screenshots, or maybe one, but it's some of the views so far. I need to take more screenshots, but this again, just some of the views, and depending on lighting, I always find within the game, you know, certain times of the day it can be, you know, lighting changes, and when you're taking screenshots or just appreciating the World of Warcraft within the game, you know, it's sometimes you'll just by changing the angle of your camera sometimes can, you know, whether it's just by alternating, you know, altering it a little bit to the left or the right, sometimes even up and down can show a different aspect of the scenery, which is definitely part of, you know, intriguing. And there's so far there's been, I think, well, let's just say I'm pretty sure I'm going to get lots more screenshots, but there's some beautiful colors and different colors, you know, which is great to see, which is great. So it says lots of quests in Everson Woods and Silver Moon. There is. And also, once you've got flying in particular and can get yourself up on some high points when you're up and being able to look down or look out, you know, it can really change the aspect of how you see the game, because normally we're on the ground, and when you're on the ground, you know, you only see that perspective. So to be able to get yourself up higher, whether it's sitting on top of a, you know, one of the buildings, or on top of a big tree, or on top of, you know, a cliff or the mountains. And even sometimes I noticed in the Zul Aman area, looking out towards the sea, and I guess even for Silver Moon, you know, when you're looking out across the water, how that can change between just taking some screenshots within, you know, a close time frame, how much that can change. So the high perch scenes are quite beautiful. Yes, I really enjoyed that aspect. I'm glad that they've put that in. That's one of the things. I started playing Guild Wars 2 last year for a little bit to try it, and that was one of the fun things that I really loved about, you know, what was within that game, was they had sections that you go to and click on, and it shows you the overview. And I said to Execute, I said, why doesn't WoW have something like this? This is fantastic. You just can look out and see the zone, see the area, and it does it in such a beautiful way. So the fact that we've now got that, which is, it's fairly similar to what Guild Wars 2 has, that I was like, yes, finally, because I enjoy being able to take those moments and look around. And even on a challenge tune, you know, on a challenge tune, sometimes you don't get up high or too high, because you don't want anything to jeopardize your challenge run, like flying, you know, flying mobs that might dismount you or anything like that. So sometimes just being able to change your viewpoint and your, you know, from where you are, and to see what the area offers in terms of visual appeal, I guess, is really good. So yeah, there's a lot so far. I've been enjoying some of the storylines. I'm not gonna spoil it, because all I would say, there's certainly some storylines that I've been doing on later that there is no way that I would take a challenge tune anywhere near that. However, there's been a few storylines so far that really hit the feels hard. I know two storylines so far that I've done with Leda have been that by towards the end of, you know, the storyline coming to its conclusion, I sat here sobbing. In particular, there was a couple. I'm going to say there was at least two, and I just had tears streaming down my face because it just hit in the feels so, so well that it was like, oh my gosh. So once again, I think storyline for Midnight has been really good. I'm really enjoying it. And even some of the side quests, which I feel that some of the side quests for sure on a challenge tune, there's quite a few little ones that might be very similar, you know, like the irons of go and, you know, collect 10 lots of ball meat or whichever. So there are a lot of that. And obviously, being careful of what you've got and what you're doing, and making sure there are some areas that are a little bit more densely populated with mobs. So I think doing a scouting for your challenge turn in particular is greatly advised. Know the area. There's a lot going on. Yeah, I'd say there's a lot going on. There's definitely some areas that are densely heavy with red mobs. And if you walked into that unsuspecting on a challenge turn, I would think you're not going to be walking out. So again, scout it out. As we always say, scout it out. Make sure that you've got, you might be able to have an in, but make sure you've also got your, oh shit, I need to escape strategy ready. But yeah, so far, as I said, on my main, I am enjoying it. I think I hit, I think I hit 88 on Lita yesterday, but I haven't been rushing. I've been taking the story when I can, which means sometimes I've not been logging in, because again, I've been spending every day up at the hospital with my mom. And with, you know, checking on dad, etc. So I haven't been full on spending days within the game. But yeah, so I feel like I've done decent, but I'm also trying to learn what other quests are around, like the little side ones that aren't campaign related, that you might just go, okay, well, these ones over in this section will actually could be good for a pacifist, or for you know, your green man, or for a working man, etc. So as I'm leveling later, I'm also trying to put into what's available and what path I'd look at if I was at that spot, if that makes sense. All right, what's chat room says? Zep says, yep, I'm enjoying the storylines. It's been fun taking it slow and enjoying it, only to level 87 so far. Fantastic, well done. I think I know with Leader in particular, I can't remember who said this years and years and years ago, but someone had mentioned, and this is how I try and look at it when I'm playing, in particular when I play my main going into the expansion, is you only have one time where everything is new. Hence why for me, I always do level Leader first or take her through all of that, because I have the one time. I read all the quest texts. I listen to what, you know, the stories. I do all of that. I don't rush myself when I'm leveling on Leader. I want to enjoy, because this is the first time of seeing it all, and I want to see, you know, the little comments that this NPC over here says, and I want to hear and see that interaction. So therefore for me, leveling Leader is slow going, and I don't rush it. When I look at the alts, a lot of times then, you know, it's that bypass. No, I don't need to, you know, push through. I know what happens here. I know what the dialogue's going to give me. And then especially for challenge tunes, sometimes it's about not necessarily worrying too much what that text is, unless I'm unsure and think, oh, hang on, I better check what they're asking, so something doesn't, you know, pop up that I've forgotten that this thing might pop up and I get attacked or whatever it is. So for me, yeah, going through that first time is that experience of doing that on Leader to get that whole experience. So I don't like to rush it, and it's not like I'm raiding, it's not like I'm trying to push through fast to get to 90 because I've got other things to do. It's about enjoying, you know, enjoying the travel through and seeing all the hard work that's been put into the expansion for your quests. You know, what mobs are around, the NPCs, and all of that. So, yeah, it's certainly enjoyable. Zaya says, almost all campaign chains need to do delves or dungeons. Yes. Which seems to be the new thing. Let's just say that the new thing, you know, if it feels like every expansion or every few expansions, something gets thrown in, you know, we used to have the artifact and, you know, all these things that we've gone through and that we've seen. So for this one, definitely it seems to be delves and dungeons to progress. Which again, delves, I don't mind myself on my main. It annoys me when I'm expected to do a dungeon. That's not fair. It grates me badly. Because I do a lot of solo play. So, you know, so the fact is, has always annoyed me whenever it's come up to, you need to do this quest to see this part of the story, and now you need to do a dungeon. And I've had some horrendous dungeon runs, I guess, as we all have, but it still sticks. So I think there'll be a lot of cherry picking for challenge tunes. Or maybe it might be better to look, you know, focus on things like world events. I'm sure there will be ways and means, but again, being careful where you take your challenge soon, what you're going to do, you know, it's definitely very real. And as we always say, a death is a death. Proxy kill, a kill, you know, all of that comes into, if the stats say this is what's happened, stats don't lie. So that's what we go on. So what else did you say? I strongly suggest to do the campaign on a regular before going on a challenge tune that will open all zones. Absolutely. And once again, you know, there's, for me, I would never take a challenge tune through first. That is not, yeah, I think that is disaster waiting to happen. What else? So it has documented most quests on the forums, which is fantastic. They can be done on followers dungeons in midnight. Okay, excellent. So at least that's something. But it's still, I guess it's one of my gripes that I need to give, I need to go and dedicate, you know, minimum 30 minutes or an hour, say, to going to do a dungeon just for this one thing. That makes sense. Whereas when you're questing out in the world, it's kind of like that rolling, you know, it's like you keep going, next one, next one, next one, next one. It's like progress. Dungeons now, for me, is very much like, oh, I've got to go and do this thing, and it's going to take me, like, and all I'm going to do is do this thing, and it's just annoying. I'm just having a gripe. I'm just being like, wah, wah, wah. Get the Wambulance. Leaders having a hissy fit about dungeons. Zep says at least follower dungeons are a thing now. I always felt the same way. Absolutely. So yeah, though I know I haven't done it. I've done a couple of delves. Have I done three or two? I know I've got a few more to do, which I don't mind them. But again, it kind of feels like I just want the story to keep going. Like, especially when you're on a path of, it's a really good storyline, and you're like, now I've got to go over here and I've got to do this thing, and it's, you know, it's going to take me all this time just to do this one stupid quest. like I said, it's more me just going wah wah wah. So as long as, are you both you guys enjoying midnight, let me know. I'm going to assume that you are. I hope you are. I really am. There's probably a couple of quest lines that I was a bit like, you know, did we need that quest line? There's a lot of reference to the past, things in the past, NPCs, Can I put it like that? And I hope, I don't know, I haven't checked with Chris, but has everyone found the room in Silver Moon that has all the things that you can pet? Because that is my favorite room, and I would really like my hearth to be to that room and not to a normal inn. And if you haven't found it, I would highly suggest that you go and see if you can find it. It's in Silver Moon. Don't quote me, I think it's around about Murder Row area. I also do appreciate that there are many animals within the game that you can pet, even as you're doing your adventures. I love that, and I pet them all. No matter what it is, if I can scroll over with my mouse and it says to pet, you bet I am going up to it to give it a pet. Because that's how I roll. As I said, so far it's pretty fun. It is. I am enjoying it immensely. And like I said, I've not been able to spend as much time. But so far, I'm also taking my time with what I'm doing, with the questing, and enjoying all of the aspects. So that is something. All right, let's talk about some news things. So the first thing I want to mention is, as nobody's hit max yet, which I'm kind of like, yay, on our, in particular, our irons, they're leveling, people are leveling, which is great to see. And we'll do State of the Challenges shortly. But we do have a fun announcement to let everyone know about. And WoW Classic Mop Iron Man is coming very soon. Very soon. So for those that want classic, Zaya has been hard at work sorting that out. And let's just say that it's coming very, very soon. So that's exciting for everyone that wants to do classic. I know I don't have time to look at classic. Sometimes I feel like I've barely got time to look at retail, and I hate the fact that we call it retail, because that's just it's silly. It's WoW. To me, it's WoW. All right. Okay, so one of the things that I did want to mention is, let me have a look. So, what did I notice? There was on, where did I see the update? I can't remember. Anyway, I found on WoWhead, and I noticed that they have done Steady Flight no longer requires Pathfinder achievements. So it says Blizzard has announced that Steady Flight no longer needs to be unlocked via Pathfinder achievements. From Blizzard. Greetings, travelers of Azeroth. We're happy to share that with a hot fix that is now live. Steady Flight in Midnight and the War Within Zones will no longer be unlocked by those expansions' Pathfinder achievements. Any player character who can use skyriding can now use steady flight with no additional unlocking required. Yay. Yay, that is fantastic. As much as, I mean, I'm going to be doing Pathfinder on later regardless, because, hello, achievement, I have all the other ones. Why wouldn't, you know, why wouldn't I collect them all? As we say, steady flight can be quite handy for some quests, is what Zaya's saying. And absolutely. And you know what? That's one of the things when I first went, started Midnight, I actually had already swapped. No, what I had done. I'm pretty sure there was something. And, you know, when you're zooming around, sometimes you miss things. As much as skyriding is fantastic, and I have gotten used to it with my whole vertigo, etc. But sometimes you just want to take everything in. And again, I think it's also that part of new expansion, first time seeing places, so enjoying the fact that, you know, you can just fly slowly and look around and see what's there is an extra bonus to all the things, if that makes sense. So yeah, so they've already hot-fixed it. Blizzard says, in the future, we will continue to look at how the ability to fly affects our player experiences. Since the release of Midnight, we've seen some great discussion about how Midnight hits different from a ground mount, and we agree. It's fun experiencing quests at a less frenetic pace than that which is enabled through flight, and it's rewarding to engage with the world from the ground level. Yeah, agreed. And I also think that's a very challenge perspective, if that makes sense as well, because a lot of times you might be, you know, you're running in your bare minimum on the ground. You don't have those access to flight yet, etc., etc. So I think that is a fantastic decision that they've made. So what else did they say? Well, we don't have any plans to restrict flight access meaningfully in the future. We'll keep these discussions in mind as we continue building. Well, as always, keep the thoughts and ideas coming. Your feedback truly does shape what the game becomes in the future. So that was the blue post that came through. When was that? Just a couple of days ago? A day ago. So yeah, so definitely something to keep in mind for sure. Flight is free at level 10 now, which is, you know, again, great if you're on a challenge tune. Sometimes just getting to level 10 is the challenge. It's been a while since I've started a challenge tune. That's my goal for this expansion, is to start a new challenge tune. Not yet, not until I've leveled, definitely leveled later and then explored all the things. But, that's the goal for this expansion. I didn't do it last expansion. And as much as I've still got my Passy sitting at whatever level she's sitting at, I think it's time that we took someone for a spin or created a new one, so we'll see. Zep says, I did the first three zones all on a ground mount. Was great fun. I've been flying a bit in the fourth zone, but still trying to go slowish and take in the sights. Which, again, you know, I think we are not the target audience. Like, we appreciate and we do love seeing, we're used to seeing things from the ground, and it, to a certain extent, doesn't, you know, doesn't make us go rah rah. We don't, you know, we don't have steady flight. We kind of just go, yeah, well, we'll use the ground mount. You know, it's all good. We get to see things. We get to experience and be immersed within the game. So I think, but a lot of people don't play like that. Especially, I guess, those that are wanting to level fast, whether that's because they're high-end raiding or PvPing or whatever it is. So for them, you know, running around the ground on a ground mount becomes very time consuming. Maybe that's the way to look at it. So I thought that was definitely interesting. I know that they've got content out for 12.0.5. We're not even going to look at that yet, because I'm kind of like, oh my god, midnight's just hit. Can we just slow down? Slow down. Stay a while. Because, you know, it's, again, we're not even 2 weeks. We're under 2 weeks into the expansion, and it's just crazy to think that we've already got information coming of what's coming next. Stay a while and listen. Exactly. So, you know, so there's a lot, there's obviously a lot going on in the game, which is fantastic. And again, just, you know, new zones, new areas, new sceneries, new, all sorts of new things to experience. And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the campaign. I'm enjoying a lot of the other quests that are in it. And yeah, so we'll see. It'll be interesting to see who dings first of our challenges, but we will look at state of the challenges now, which let's do that while we're segue straight into it. So for irons, we've had 10 irons, which is great to see. So at number 10, we've got don't know if it's like Lautre at level 15, RIP. Number 9 is Gwenethel at level 16. 8 is Soup at level 21. 7 is Myrmos at level 22. Number 6 is another Lautre at level 26, but they're yellow flagged because of a profession. They've taken a profession. Number 5 is Two Iron at level 40. Number 4 is Josephius at level 80, RIP. Number 3 is Iron Slam, level 80, red flagged for gear. So I think that was Listen, and he logged in and stuff had changed. I think that's what happened. Was it? Was that who it was? Or was it his blood? Anyway, again, you know, things to be mindful of when expansions and content patches are happening, etc. At number two, we've got Listen Up, hit level 7, level 80. And number one, we've got Zyasia. I don't know if I pronounced that wrong, Zaya, sorry. Has hit level 83. So, Zaya's on the move. Just fantastic. Alright, Bloods. We've got four Bloods. We've got Killer Mage at level 10. Number three. It's Chimkin, level 19, RIP. Number two is Boromir at level 22, and number one was Blood Warg, level 80, red flagged with epic slot equipped. So it might have been, maybe it was that one, Zaya, I think. Listen, had that many tunes, I can't keep up. Alright, Pacifist. We have had 8 Pacifists, which is fantastic. So number 8, we've got Teiri, level 10. Number 7 is Tyrandi at level 10. Number 6 is Listen Eyes at level 11. Number 5 is Passy Torren at level 20. Number 4 is Felon at level 26. 3 is Shonlef at level 55. 2 is Alanara at level 62. And number 1 is Nathani at level 80 RIP. We had no working men this week. However, we had 2 greens. We had Lily Leaf at level 73. And number 1, we had Russian spelling, but it translated to Milky Way, level 80 RIP. For the rest, tins and teams, we had none this week. So yeah, we can see people are leveling, which is fantastic to see. Well done for everyone who has been leveling. Commiserations, because obviously we've lost a few this week. But again, well done to everyone leveling your challenge soon, which is fantastic. Alright, what else do we have? Okay, if there's anything I've missed, please pop it in the comments. I think I've got all the bits and pieces. Chit chat. So what I've got is Stir put a thought for the day in the mod chat, and I thought it was so very appropriate that I figured he would be okay if I shared, because it is life at the moment, and I think this is life for all of us at the moment. So the thought for the day from Stir was, beer is now cheaper than gas. Drink, don't drive. and as someone who doesn't drink anyway, I would probably have another coffee. Or two. Alright, so I thought that was very, very appropriate with the state of the world at the moment, which is, it is all a little bit crazy. Okay, I do have one cute little joke that I found, and it's not midnight specific. I did those last show, but I saw this and I was like, this is really cute. I'm going to tell this one. So, what were prehistoric sleepovers called? Dinah snores. I thought it was funny. Where's my little laugh? Oh, did I not, I don't think I've got it. I can't see for looking. My tired eyes cannot see where my other face palm. It was super cute. It was super cute. All right. Well, bear with me. Sorry. As I said, it's, I would really like to just, you know, doze off, but that's not gonna quite happen. Maybe this afternoon, once I get the editing, etc. done, that would be good. Okay, anything that I've forgotten, let me know. I think I've covered all the main bits. Obviously, you know, midnight's out. Hopefully everyone's having fun, enjoying it. I certainly am enjoying the whole experience of midnight. That's for certain. And it's great to see, you know, so many people leveling already, which is wonderful, which is fantastic. Alright, well, on that note, I'll be back in 2 weeks' time, so it'll be Saturday, March the 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern. So, we always base on 7 p.m. Eastern, so no matter if there's a time difference, whether that's over there, over here, I'm always basing it on 7 p.m. Eastern, so that will be our next show. And again, thank you guys so much for hanging out and contributing with, you know, your thoughts of how things are going and what you're enjoying. I do appreciate that a lot. To all those tunes that commiserations that we lost this week. There was certainly a few high level tunes on there. So, however, we also know that sometimes it's just just get yourself back, take a deep breath, and go again. So, and we wish you all the very best with leveling, no matter where you are on your challenge journey. So it's great to see. So next show, we will definitely be talking WoW Classic Mop Iron Man. As I said, it's coming very, very soon. So for those of you that want to do Classic Iron, we'll talk a little bit more about that next show. Okay. Alright, well, I think we've got everything. I don't think we need to do any more. I think we can all go enjoy your evening, etc. My main thing is please stay safe, both in-game and out of game. and we will catch you again on March the 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern. All right, guys, take care. Thanks for joining me. Bye. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta. Copyright 2026. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.